This is Conservative Talk. I'm your host, Tim Hardy. Today we're going to talk about the Democrat defeat of the stimulus package, the effect on the stock market, and what that means for small town USA, and Governor J.B. Pritzker's Twitter activities. So stick around. Good day. I hope you're all holding up during this very strange time. I feel like in this coming decade, we're going to look back on 2019 and early 2020 and ask, what was that virus called again? Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not trivializing it. It's a very dangerous virus, as all viruses are. What I'm suggesting is that 10 years from now, we'll see it, at least some of us will see it, as a teaching moment. Are we overreacting? Perhaps. Perhaps not. Personally, I do see the need for some of these measures. But we have to see these measures for what they are and not pretend like this is a normal reaction. It isn't. These are extraordinary measures to an unknown threat. But that's not today's topic. By now, most of you have probably heard that the stimulus package recommended by the president and agreed to by both parties has failed. Twice. Why? Politics. What else? Here's what President Trump said a couple of days ago. He said that everyone was working together on a package, that it was bipartisan, and that it was close to being finalized. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell echoed the president's sentiments, saying that they had, quote, integrated a number of ideas the Democrats had over the last 48 hours. Keep in mind that these negotiations have moved very quickly because of the urgency of the need. But then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi chimed in, and while her comments were not so promising, saying we, now whether she meant the House of Representatives as a whole, or the Democrat Party, or maybe she just assumes they're one and the same, who knows. But she said, we'll be introducing our own bill, and hopefully, it'll be compatible with what they're discussing in the Senate. Now, a reporter then had Speaker Pelosi clarify that she meant there was no bipartisan deal at that point. Speaker Pelosi simply replied, right. Now, don't get me wrong, the Democrats have some genuine concerns that corporations could abuse this package to line their executives' pockets while their low-level employees get the shaft. So, based on that issue, you'd expect the bill proposed by House Democrats to be basically the same, just without the corporate wiggle room, right? Unfortunately not. No, instead, Democrats are pushing a bill that would cancel student debt, increase welfare, and expand absentee voting. Now, November's a long way off, folks. These are issues we can look at over time, but they have nothing to do with the current crisis. It's just another example of pork, adding things to bills that have nothing to do with the bills. It should be an economic bill, not a bill to push a political agenda. Speaking of economics, the Dow dropped again for the fourth straight day as worries over COVID-19 continue to affect corporations. Now I just have to wonder how quickly it will go right back up once the stimulus package is passed. But see, this is a perfect situation for the Democrats. Let's say Donald Trump wins in November, which, let's face it, he's going to. Well, regardless of what happens, in fact, if COVID-19 fears subside, which they will, the Democrats can point at this little bump and say, see, Donald Trump didn't help the economy, he hurt it, without ever mentioning the reason the market fell. And if, for some inexplicable reason, water runs uphill, the gravitational pull of the sun is reversed, and just as unlikely, Donald Trump loses in November, Well, then the Democrats can blame him for the bad economy that would inevitably follow. You see, to them, it's all just a game. They aren't interested in helping you. They're interested in winning. And they don't care how many families go without while they fight. Speaking of political games, let's talk about the governor of Illinois. How about that guy, huh? Taking it to Trump on Twitter. Internet tough guy. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, let me give you some context. About a week ago, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker called out the president saying that, quote, "We're on our own out here." Referred to Illinois as the Wild West. That's amazing. I haven't seen anyone walking around with guns. In fact, I thought he didn't like the guns. Well, at the time that he said that, there were 64 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and zero deaths. So, yeah, real Wild West out here. In response, President Trump, as he always does, took to Twitter with a reply. Now, keep in mind that Pritzker said this on national television. So, President Trump on Twitter said, quote, "J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, and a very small group of certain other governors, together with fake news CNN and Comcast, MSDNC, shouldn't be blaming the federal government for their own shortcomings. We are there to back you up should you fail, and always will be." Now, it should be noted that the Republican philosophy has always been small government, little government interference. So when President Trump says that, it's right in line with what Republicans expect. It's not getting political, it's just saying that this is the philosophy we have adopted. We don't want the government involved if they don't have to be. It's like two kids with two sets of parents. One kid falls off the bike and his parents rush over and pick him up and kiss his boo-boos and tell him not to worry, he'll never have to ride that mean old bike again. The other kid falls off the bike and his parents tell him to get up, dust himself off, and try again. They know he's not hurt to the point he can't care for himself. He's a big boy, or she's a big girl, if you prefer. The parents know that that child can handle it, so they let him. In the same manner, the federal government is saying, look, we're here to help you, should you actually need us. Right now, there are states in much worse conditions. There are countries on full lockdown. The need just isn't there for federal intervention. Now, let me go back to the Twitter feud, because this is where Pritzker's view on this crisis is interesting, at least to me. So Pritzker tells Trump on Twitter, replies to Trump on Twitter, and says, quote, "You wasted precious months when you could have taken action to protect Americans and Illinoisans. You should be leading a national response instead of throwing tantrums from the back seat. Where were these tests when we needed them? Where's the PPE, meaning personal protective equipment? Get off Twitter and do your job." Now, this is really interesting to me because Pritzker is criticizing President Trump for doing exactly what Pritzker is doing in this tweet. He's throwing a tantrum, and he's on Twitter instead of doing his job. I should add that I do honestly believe that our governor believes that he is doing all he can to help us. But I also believe that President Trump believes the same thing about himself. What we need to do right now, however, is stop politicizing this crisis. People are desperate, not for information, but for solutions. They aren't interested in whose fault it is. We know where the virus came from. What people need right now is to know that there will come a time when this crisis will be behind us, that we won't have to stay home by government mandate forever. We're Americans. We're not accustomed to people telling us we can't do something. For now, we're allowing it because it serves the public good. But don't think we'll be okay with it forever. Well, it looks like our time is up. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for joining us.